So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf concluded that the halacha follows the opinion of Rish Lakish regarding hakaveya zman lechaveiroi, v'hamalai pratich b'teich zmani ein eneman. If a person loaned someone money for a set time, and the levy claims that he paid up before the due date, the levy is not believed because chazaka loy aver inish the par b'goy zimne. A person does not pay a loan before it's due. The Gemara proceeds with a question in a similar case. Ibailahu tevoy la'achar zman v'amalai pratich b'teich zmani mahu. If the malva only asks for the money after the due date and claims that the leva did not pay yet, while the leva claims he already paid before the due date, do we say neman, the leva is believed because he has a migui? He could have presented a superior claim that he paid la'achar zman after the due date, for which he would be believed. Instead, he made an inferior claim that he paid teich zman before the due date. This proves that he must be stating the truth. And b'makom chazaka amrin mali l'shaker. The migui can override even the chazaka of le'aver inish de para b'goy zimne. Or in a neman, the leva is not believed, even though he has a migui, because b'makom chazaka le'amrin mali l'shaker. The migui cannot override the chazaka of le'aver inish de para b'goy zimne. The Gemara attempts to bring proof from our Mishnah, but the question remains unresolved. The previous Mishnah taught the halacha of samach le'kaisel acher, af apish le'nosn la'vesatikr, mekagun la'vesakail. If the second owner built an adjacent wall equal to the height of the first wall, even if he did not yet place beams over both walls, he's obligated to pay the first owner for the extra height, because as Rashi explains, the gali daita dinichalei b'hagbah d'hayich. It is apparent that the second owner wants to benefit from the extra height of the wall to support his roof. The Gemara cites a machlokes. Rav Huna says, samach lepalga, samach lekula. Even if the second wall was shorter than the first wall in height or in length, the second owner must still pay for the entire wall because, as Rashi explains, kiven the hischel sefer ligma v'yitin tikra. The second owner will eventually extend his wall to the height or length of the first wall to build a roof. Rav Nachman says, lamay desamach samach lamay delay samach lay samach. The second owner pays only for the portion of the first wall up to the height or length of his wall, but he does not pay for the portion that exceeds his wall. Umayd Rav Huna bekarna v'lufta. As Rashi explains, Rav Huna agrees that he does not pay for the remainder of the first wall in the case where the first wall was built perpendicular to the end of the second owner's house, so that it creates a corner, and the second owner then built his wall further back, perpendicular to the first wall, so that it creates an extension to his house. He does not pay for the entire first wall because she'in binyan kizeh osir limashach. The second wall will not be extended further. Rav Nachman agrees that he must pay for the entire first wall in the case where the second owner placed afriza, a long thick piece of wood along the top of his wall, upon which to place beams, or kvata dikshuri, he left holes in his wall to insert beams. He does pay for the entire first wall because seif leg bi'i oid kishir gaiva aliyah. It's apparent that he intends to place beams and build a loft which will reach the height of the first wall. The Gemara proceeds with several halachas of what Rashi describes as cheskes tashmishin. If a person uses his neighbor's property on an ongoing basis, he's believed to claim, "Macher li oynosin li b'matana, my neighbor sold me this right or gave me permission to do so." Because leishavik inish leishtamushi b'teich shalei b'lei rishusei, a person would not allow such usage without permission, and the neighbor should have objected. Rav Nachman says, "Achzik lohurdi lo achzik likshuri." If a person was given permission to place light beams upon someone else's wall, he may not place heavy beams on the wall. However, l'kshuri achzik l'hurdi. If he was given permission to place heavy beams, he may place light beams on the wall. Rav Yesu says, achzik l'hurdi achzik l'kshuri. Even if he was only given permission to place light beams, he may also place heavy beams on the wall. Similarly, Rav Nachman says, achzik l'natfi achzik l'shafri. If a person was given permission for the rainwater to drip off his entire roof into someone else's yard, he may build a gutter over the yard because, as Rashi explains, the gutter benefits the owner of the yard because the water flows down only in one area. However, if he was only given permission to build a gutter, he may not allow the water to drip off his entire roof. Rabbi Yosef says, even if he was only given permission to build a gutter, he may allow the water to drip off his entire roof. He may not allow for the water to drip from a hut with a roof made of branches of aravis, because there's too much water. While Rav Yosef says, "Afal tzri for the urvani." Rav Nachman Amar Rabbi Bar Avua says, "Hamaskir bayis lechaveir bebira gedayla mishtamish bezizehu ubekaslehu adal ramas." If If a person rented an apartment in a large building, he may use the protrusions and holes of the outside wall within the four amas of his apartment. And he may use the top of the wall where the custom was so. He may not use the walls in the garden near the entranceway because he was not given permission since people usually did not go there. Well, Rav Nachman says, he may use even the walls in the garden, but not the area behind the house. While Rava says, he may use even the area behind the house. Ravina says, if a person built a roof on someone else's wall, it depends. Within 30 days, we do not assume that he was given permission because the owner does not mind. If it was more than 30 days, we do assume that he was given permission because the owner does mind and he should have objected. If the roof was built to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah, within the 7 days of sukkahs, we do not assume that he was given permission because however, after the 7 days of sukkahs, we do assume that he was given permission because havalei lemchuye. V'chabri betina la'alta havachazaka. And if he cemented the roof, we immediately assume that he was given permission. The Gemara returns to the topic of hezek ri'iya. Shnei batim b'shnei tzidim b'shusarabim. Two houses facing each other across a public area. Ze oisa ma'aka l'chatzi gagay, v'ze oisa ma'aka l'chatzi gagay, ze shaloi keneged ze umadif. Each person built a wall on a little more than half the width of his roof until they overlap to prevent one from looking into the other's roof. Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel says, Gag ha-samach l'chatzach ha-veiroi oisle maka gevoi dal ramas. If someone's roof is adjacent to his neighbor's yard, he must build a wall 4 amas high because b'chatzar kavi tashmishta. People regularly use their yards and there is a concern for hezek ri'iya. Al ben gag l'gag loi. If his roof is adjacent to his neighbor's roof, he does not need to build a wall because begag lo kaviya tashmishta, people do not regularly use their roofs and there is no concern for hezek ri'iya. While Rav Nachman holds begag lo gag ein zakuk ledalet amas, aval zakuk lemechitzas hasara. He only does not need to build a wall 4 amas high, but he does need to build a wall 10 tefachim high, because lenitfas alav kaganav, so that if one trespasses, it will be assumed that he came to steal. Itmar shtei chatzei rizu lemaylam azu. If there were 2 yards, one higher than the other, Amar Rav Huna, tachten b'ayne mekenegdei v'ayla. The lower yard pays for the lower portion of the dividing wall. V'elyin b'ayne mekenegdei v'ayla. The upper yard pays for the upper portion of the dividing wall. Rav Chizda Amar elyin misayeyem elmata u'bayna. The upper yard must also pay for the lower portion of the dividing wall because it supports his wall.